So you want to hear school students talk about their travel experiences, learnings, escapades, episodes, knowledge, incidents from all the corners of the globe. Terra Talk, platform from where young voices reach out to the world. Brought to you by EdTerra Adventures, committed to truly educational student travel.
Hi, this is Ajitan Shkar. I am a student of Delhi Public School, Gurgaon, of grade 7.
Hi, this is Arushi Saharan. I am a student of Delhi Public School, Gurgaon, studying in grade 8.
Hi, this is Suhani Jain. I study in grade 8 and I am a student of DPS, Gurgaon.
Hi, I am Soumya Rawal, studying in class 7 in Delhi Public School, Gurgaon.
Hi, I am Sukriti Goyal of grade 8 and I am a student of Delhi Public School, Gurgaon.
Hi, this is Tavish Juneja, studying in grade 7 of Delhi Public School, Gurgaon.
And we are here in the fantabulous city of Paro in Bhutan.
Terra Talk, a platform from where young voices reach out to the world.
Welcome back, the listeners of Terra Talk. So today, we are here to share our experiences of doing community service in Bhutan. So the first question goes to Arushi. What was your experience of learning the local cuisine?
The experience was really miraculous. It was very exciting as we got to learn how to make Bhutanese food. The best experience was that we made the food and also got a chance to taste the same. It was so enjoyable that I would like to make the same food for my parents and friends too.
Wow, it is so amazing. So let's hear from Suhani about her farming experience.
This experience in Ghatana village satisfied me, as I could help the people of Bhutan to cultivate their farm and I also understood the way they make their livelihood. I got to know that they only grow organic vegetables with no pesticides, which makes them live longer.
Wow! Hey Soumya, how did you cultivate the farm?
Initially, I was a little hesitant and worried about getting my clothes dirty, shoes spoiled and feeling extremely tired. But when I started, it was all the way fun. Prepared the soil bed using few tools to form a mountain-like structure and created divisions. We sowed the seeds and then it was to be watered regularly. After a few months, the crop would be ready. This is what we learnt in another session.
How amazing! Now I would like to know from Sukriti that how do Bhutanese people live in villages?
Bhutanese people are down to earth and are still joined to their roots. While we went farming in Ghatana village, we got to know how people resided in villages of Bhutan. The houses in the villages were very old, with some being 200 years old, with large gardens where organic and fresh vegetables are grown. By coming to the village, we realized that sticking to our traditional roots help us lead a happy life.
That's really interesting. At last, I would like to ask Tavish about the interaction he had with the local people of the village.
It felt great interacting with the local villagers. They seemed kind and helpful. They taught us farming, which wasn't all that easy. They even helped us make a local dish called Emadatsi, which is chili and cheese. We even learned the way they lived and the way they dressed. But the best was when we learned about their culture and heritage.
With this note, I would like to conclude that working hand in hand with the local farmers taught us not just the value of human valor, but also gave me a fresh start, respect for the poor, who in no way are lesser than the rich. At last, I would like to thank the audience for listening and the school, the teachers and EdTerra Adventures for providing us this opportunity to visit this magnificent and exotic country of Bhutan.
Like what you're listening? Stay tuned for new podcasts on edterra.com/terratalk.